Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The Winter Olympics start February 9th in Pyeongchang, South Korea, and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking at some of the top American competitors scheduled to go there. This week, we look at the women's ski team, where multiple World Cup winner and 2010 Olympic downhill champion Lindsey Vonn could be making her last attempt at getting a gold medal.
I think I know my limits a little bit more, and I just know myself a little bit more, and I think that's made me tougher.
We'll also hear from Michaela Schifrin, the youngest Olympic champion in history. It's Life on the Slopes on this week's American Cafe. You could say Lindsey Vonn was born to ski. The Burnsville, Minnesota native was on skis at age 2 and hasn't looked back. Michaela Schifrin was born in one of the top ski resorts in the United States, Vail, Colorado, and grew up in New England. Schifrin had her first World Cup ski race at age 15. Now these two competitors are headed to Pyeongchang, South Korea for the 2018 Winter Games. Vonn, who won Olympic gold in the downhill and bronze in the supergiant slalom in Vancouver 8 years ago, has said this is probably her last Olympics.
Well, I think it will most likely be my last Olympics. You know, I'm getting pretty old now, and I'm not sure how much longer my body can keep going. But I think it would mean a lot to me if I could finish out these Olympics strong, especially since I had missed Sochi. You know, I felt like after Vancouver, I finally figured out the Olympics, and I would love another opportunity and, try to kind of finish off my legacy with something amazing.
4 years ago in Sochi, Michaela Schifrin took gold in the slalom while Lindsey Vonn recovered from injury. Schifrin is a 3-time world champion in the slalom and leads the overall World Cup and slalom discipline standings this season. For Michaela, success in Pyeongchang means more than just an Olympic title.
It's very special, and as an athlete in the U.S., it's such an important thing for my career. Actually, for basically like the business side of everything, it's really, really a huge opportunity because like everybody watches and the sponsors look at it, and after the Olympics, there's, you know, people, you get more followers on Facebook and Instagram, and sponsors come in and say, like, we want to sponsor you. And that's huge for us because it's really, that's how we make money, basically.
Lindsey Vonn scored her 40th World Cup downhill win this month and her 79th overall World Cup victory at Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Schifrin took third in a downhill the day before, but finished 7th in the race that Vonn won. Lindsey says she likes the course in South Korea and she is looking forward to Olympic success.
I really like the venue in Pyeongchang. I think it's a great downhill. It's has a lot of different terrain pieces. It has some good jumps. It has some flats. It has some side hills. I skied really well there last February when we had the test events. So I think it's a very good hill for me.
Michaela Schifrin says she is staying focused on skiing good races, both at the Olympics and on the World Cup circuit.
Otherwise, I'm not really thinking, say, I have bigger goals at the Olympics or that's the most important thing this year. I'm so focused on every World Cup, and I just sort of think, okay, I want to perform well in every race. So the Olympics is no different, but it is a big opportunity.
With recent political tensions with North Korea appearing to cool somewhat, Lindsey Vonn says she is not worried about her safety or security.
I don't think so. I spoke with the IOC President Bach, and he assured me that everything is safe. They're deploying a crazy amount of South Korean military to make sure we're safe. And also, it's the largest overseas military base that the U.S. has. So I think we'll probably be the safest place on Earth when we're at the Olympics.
Michaela Schifrin echoes Lindsey Vonn's statement, saying that she has no concerns about her safety in Pyeongchang.
I'm thinking about it, of course, but right now, it sounds like whatever political tensions there are, everything that in Korea, the U.S. citizens, U.S. embassy has said, like, everything is business as usual. They haven't maybe increased security or something. So, and the other side of things is the Olympics is always one of the most secure events. There's so much security, especially to keep the athletes safe and the media. So I'm actually less concerned that there will be something in South Korea and more concerned for the rest of the world. But I think South Korea will be the safest place to be at that time. And I'm still just, first thought is that I'm really looking forward to competing.
Lindsey Vonn created a political stir in her own country last month when she said in an interview with CNN that she would not be representing President Donald Trump at the Olympics. Rather, she would be representing the whole country. The skier received both positive and negative feedback on social media, but says she stands by her statement and is focusing on her events.
I mean, that's the nice thing about being an American is that we have the First Amendment and we have a right to our opinion, even if people oppose it. We still have the right to say it. And, you know, as athletes, we also have a voice. And so if we can use that in a positive way, then I think it can be very helpful.
Lindsey Vonn and Michaela Schifrin have not formally declared which events they will compete in Pyeongchang, so a head-to-head match is not guaranteed in any race. Michaela could compete in as many as 5 events, but that's probably not going to happen because of the demands of the disciplines. The women's Olympic alpine competition kicks off February 12th with the giant slalom. The slalom is scheduled for February 14th, but the downhill isn't until a week later. So what do you think? Do you follow skiing? Do you have a favorite athlete? Will you be watching the Pyeongchang Games? Let us know by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.